Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Well, there you are.
Hi, I'm back. Oh, man. Crazy freaking couple days.
Woo. Yeah, let's hear that story.
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
Okay, start with, let's see, you left here on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Survivor happened. I missed it.
Oh.
I didn't see it, but I heard
so
it was
good.
Epic.
And the right person won.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess she was able to, from what I was, I had a discussion about it. I did not go back and watch it. From what I understand, she argued for herself well.
She did. She argued for herself very well. And this dude, Brad Culpepper, who I guess is an NFL guy, an old player or something.
Apparently, yeah.
He just made a horrible decision in the end. Like, if he really wanted to win the $1 million, what he needed to do was bring our guy, Ty, with him. And
right.
Ty is coming in not till Thursday
because
he's out of town.
Okay.
You know, they have him doing all the press junket
of course.
Stuff.
But Ty played, you know, for Ty, he played a good game. He made it to number four, so I guess that's good. I wish that they would just go down to two people. Because I just feel so bad for Troyzan. Like, the whole time sitting, I'm just like, this poor dude.
Well, right. He was dragged along.
He was.
And had no shot.
And really thought he did. I mean, at one point, he's like, I think I can beat any of these people. I was like, you do? Are you watching the same game we're watching?
Well, yeah, I guess not. I mean, there's a chance that she didn't. She was pretty snaky, and it's good that she was able to say, look, this is what I do, this is my thing, this is a game. If she, you know, if she had had some angry people on the jury and that gone a little differently, Troyzan's chances would have improved.
Yes.
Especially if he had said, I didn't burn any of you.
Right.
I didn't do any of
it. I made it here without doing
right.
that.
And if you say...
That would have been the angle to take,
if you
then.
Say I coasted, I say I played the game the right way.
Right.
I didn't coast. I just didn't
none
burn
of
you.
None of you is mad at me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so that would have been great.
It's all in how that goes. Yep. And I didn't see it, but I, from what I hear, she said...
She said all the right things. She was apologetic when she needed to be. She put on the, you know, I even got permission from my friends and family to go ahead and lie and do all these things I wouldn't normally do to friends. She goes, the personal relationships I have with you are totally real. But I had to cut you to get here.
Right. Well.
And it's true. Everyone is so mad on the jury. They just, you know, they're all so bummed.
Well, they have to be sitting in that house just gossiping like hens, back and forth, playing it over and over, who did who wrong,
right.
And they've built them up to be the enemy. By the time they are on that TV show, they're probably like, why you?
Why, Anna?
Anyway, so all right, then you leave for
Chicago. So then
Chicago.
Wednesday morning,
Thursday
morning, we take off, we fly to Chicago. It's no problem, no delays. We get there
good.
Just in time. Lots of traffic. Man, they pack. Oh, God, the flights, though. So the first flight, and I don't know what happened or, you know, who booked this. And, you know, I don't know. But, man, we were right by the bathroom both times. Like, the last row. Well, second from last row on both flights. And, boy, does that get pungent.
Sure.
I haven't sat by the bathroom in a while, you know?
Well, I'm a little surprised that you didn't get first class had I been booking.
I know.
You would have been.
I was kind of like, hey, hold on a second here.
Well, see this piece of paper?
I'm very used to it.
It says first class.
I know.
That's an unfortunate hint at how the hotel might go, too.
No, the hotel was fine.
Okay.
So, but you know what it was? There was a third party making all the arrangements. Yeah. I think, you know, by the time I realized, it doesn't effing matter. Who cares? So I got there. But at one point, I'm sitting on the aisle, and And my girlfriend's across the aisle from me. And I wake up.
You guys weren't even sitting next to each other.
No, we weren't even in the same row on the second flight. So I'm kind of dozing. I always fall asleep on planes. It's always uncomfortable. Your head's always lolling around. But I just, there's something about being on a plane. I just start to fade, like, immediately.
Wait, don't you have that sweatshirt that comes with a blow-up pillow in it or something? Didn't
no,
you buy that?
I don't have that, and I didn't think. I figured this is the normal time that I'm awake. I wouldn't fall asleep, but I just pass right out. So I'm leaning on the armrest kind of toward the aisle, and somebody, and my face gets bumped.
Yeah.
And it's some guy's butt, and then I realize he's hot-dogging my upper arm, and I'm like, you know, you wake up in someone's butt, and it's very, it was disconcerting.
Did you scream, what are you, a hairstylist?
Yeah. It's just, like, he sort of, I guess, because that's the other problem. Like, I didn't really think about this as we're sitting, you know, I didn't go, oh, God, we're right by the bathroom. Not only are people waiting in line,
right,
standing by you, but then they're having to kind of push into you as the person leaves the bathroom and wants to get back up the aisle, because they got to get past the line. So this dude just, like, wakes me up with his butt cheeks in my face and all over.
Gross. That's why I don't like sitting in the aisle. I'd rather sit in the middle seat than the aisle, because to get bumped on constantly, I just flip out.
You know, the beautiful thing about this trip to Chicago, and it was quick. Like, we left the next day. We you know, flew back. So it was just a really fast turnaround. But it was actually kind of stress-free, because I'm with a girlfriend. She's putting no pressure on me, and we're just laughing and having fun.
Just being girls.
Everything's, like, they picked me up at the airport. They took us to the hotel. The Aladdin Theater, or, you know, whatever the name of the theater was, is in the building that we're staying in.
So it's perfect.
I mean, we walked out the door, walked right back into the theater. So that was perfect. There was just no stress.
Good.
So, and Aladdin is, your kids will love it. It's everything you want from a Disney musical. Like, some of the sets are just gorgeous. And the magic carpet thing, please. Oh my God. You can't, I'm like staring, trying to see the little lines holding the thing up, and it's beautiful. And then we get a little backstage tour, so we get to see how the whole thing works. And
whoa.
It was really neat. We had a good time.
Did you meet any other DJs?
I didn't meet any other DJs. I don't know if we were all scattered out on different, because they're doing a big promotion for Aladdin. That's why they flew us there. So then on Friday, we said, because we were right down the street from Millennium Park, which is where that bean is. It's the mirrored sort of kidney bean looking thing, which I only knew about from
Bryn.
From Bryn. I'd seen him in pictures. And we had to get up early anyway, because our flight was supposed to be at 12:45. I wanted to see the city. Like, we got into Chicago. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. So we got up at 4:45, which is 2:45 our time here. And we got dressed and we walked down to the park to watch the sunrise. And there was no one there, so we got to, you know, take pictures. And half an hour later, that place was packed. I couldn't believe it. So we walked all through the park, and then we found an architectural walking tour on our phones of Chicago, and spent the next 4 hours doing that. It was awesome. We walked all around, all the history of the buildings, and go into this lobby because it's the best example of Art Deco architecture. So we had a freaking ball for, you know, 5 hours, and then we go back to the hotel, get in the car, go to the airport. Flight's delayed for 2 hours, but we didn't care because we had no agenda. By the time we get back, I think I was home by 7 p.m. It was fine.
Did you crash? Or did you stay up?
No, we actually, her husband met us at the house, and we had dinner and drinks. But she and I were pretty tired. It wasn't a super late night.
Yeah,
we'd gotten up at 2:45.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Local time, but it was super fun.
Oh,
and then Saturday, got up and wound up going to Bottle Rock, which was great.
Was it?
It was. You know, I have not been to a festival that I'm not working at in 20 years. It, actually, way longer than that, even. I don't even know if I've ever gone to one that I haven't been working at.
You never did Outside Lands?
No.
Oh.
No. Because I was like, and John was the one who wanted to go, and specifically for a couple bands.
Yeah.
But he goes to me, because on Saturday, I'm like, I don't know, I'm really tired. But I'd gotten these tickets. Michael Martin gave me his passes, which was awesome. And
whoa.
I know. So I had I was styling.
So he was...
He couldn't go, or he had something else to do.
Whoa.
I know. So...
And he's a Foo Fighters guy.
I know.
Huh.
So I don't know what he had going on this weekend, but he wasn't going to go.
All right.
It seems like he's been working hard lately. So Anita Franco was playing on Saturday. And so on Saturday morning, I'm like, I don't know. I'm tired. And John goes, Anita Franco's playing. I haven't seen her since before my kids were born. And so I was like, okay.
Oh, wait. So you didn't know when you asked for the tickets that she was playing?
No, I knew who the headliners were, but I didn't look. Okay. I asked for the tickets because John, and I asked, when did I ask for them? Wednesday?
Last minute.
I know. John goes, oh, so are we going to go to Bottle Rock? I go, no, you should have, you know. He goes, oh, I really want to go to Bottle Rock. I'm like, okay, I'll see if I can get tickets for us.
Those were the only tickets left.
They were the only
best
ones.
The best ones.
The boss's ticket.
It worked out. So it was super fun. And we hooked up with Hooman. And of course, Hooman is just in. I met Mike Durnt from Green Day.
You did?
Like, yes. I mean, it was crazy. He was hanging out in this little VIP area, and I'm just like, oh my God. And then, of course, Hooman, who apparently is like best friends with this guy. Like, they text all the time. He busts into this dude's conversation he's having. He goes, oh, Mike, we're going to do a picture real quick, I'm like, oh, I'm appalled.
Yeah, I'm
like,
so sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, whatever. Anything for Hooman.
Well, I guess we were kind of trying to decide when to put that picture up. You want to throw it up soon as you can?
Well, I was going to wait till 7. We have a really good picture of me and Sarah and a bunch of us with Mike from the culinary stage, the Williams-Sonoma area. So,
they were really, by, I would say, 7:30, I was...
And, I don't know what that means. Yeah. Can you...
Several drinks in, Vin.
Wasted.
I was having a good time.
Uh-huh.
And,
as you should.
Yeah. No, I was having... Because I wasn't working.
Exactly.
Who knew how fun festivals are when you're just bopping around, going stage to stage and checking out bands and just yapping with your friends? It was super fun. So then I don't know how it happened. I was like with like 8 people, only a few of them I knew, really. And I'm like, oh, where can we go get some drinks? Oh, let's go back to the Williams-Sonoma thing. And I call him and he comes out. He goes, how many people are with you? I go, I don't know, all these people.
Get
and
us
he
all
just
in.
Rolls his eyes and he gets us all in. And it was... that was my one thing later. I was like, oh, that was probably not too cool.
To come in with all those
just
people.
Just to be like, hey, I'm rolling 8 deep. Here we go. Let us
8
in.
8 deep.
Free drinks.
My entourage.
I know. It was wicked fun, though. So,
good.
Anyway, I had a ball, and then Sunday I recovered from that, and John and I tried to get some stuff done out back.
And then yesterday, did you rest some?
Yeah. I mean, we did... Oh, and we made the thing Hooman wanted to eat because Hooman is super, he gets super. One time we did loaded baked potatoes and he will not let us live it down.
Like, he doesn't call that a meal.
Well, he had so many things.
What did you guys make for him?
We made the pasta thing he likes.
Oh,
he likes
does,
the baked ziti.
I think everyone likes the pasta thing.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't want to have it every Sunday, though, you know, right. Or Monday or whatever night it was.
You guys had hot dogs on.
We did, and actually, on Sunday night, we had hot dogs, and I said to, and John goes, oh, we could just have these tomorrow night, and I go, no, it's not going to fly with Hooman. Hooman is not going to want hot dogs, so.
I'm sure John was like, that's great.
Yeah.
Our guest is in charge of our.
Well, it's funny because he goes, oh, that's right, Hooman asked for the, because when they were hanging out on Saturday.
Yeah.
I guess,
and
you know.
John's like, okay.
Yeah, at that point he was. Uh-huh. It was nice not having to drive.
I read an article this morning. It was this morning. It said, I think I've had the best hot dog, and you won't believe where. And I went, oh, this is going to be ridiculous,
where?
Right?
Well, where was it?
Costco.
Oh, Costco's
see?
Good.
The person writing the article was like, you can't believe.
They're delicious.
You can't eat a whole one, though. They actually get a little bit like, ugh. After a while, because they're hot dogs the whole time.
What does that mean?
You know, like the first couple bites of a hot dog, you're just like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever had. And then about 4 or 5 bites in, you're like, I could be done.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Costco hot dogs, though,
they're delicious, and they don't cost very much.
They're
either.
Like this, too. They're not like a skinny hot dog.
They're beefy.
They're like
they have
inch diameter.
Two different kinds, like the hot dog and then not a sausage, but what are they called? Kielbasa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like something. A bratwurst or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't ever trust those. I don't know. I suppose if I'm going to eat at Costco, I should just go for it. I'm already eating at Costco, so.
Costco's
it's only a
delicious.
Buck. Did I agree
yeah,
with
a little
you?
Soda.
Yeah.
Done. Lunch over. Dinner.
Maybe a little mustard.
Yeah.
It's a good time. So anyway, I had a crazy great weekend.
Well, good. Glad to have you back.
How were Thursday and Friday? Did you guys do
good.
Okay? You
mm-hmm.
survived. Clearly, everyone's
sure
here
did.
Today.
That's right. We had a good time. Everybody stepped up and. Vaughn took Bryn was over there on that side. We all worked it out, and it was fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You had no trouble keeping track of all the spots? And
no, it was good.
Excellent.
Actually, they knew what to do where that's concerned, yeah. And I just said the stuff I needed to say. And
we kept them on track, Sarah.
Okay, put it in front of me, and I'll do it.
I mean, yeah. They really don't let you just do your thing in here.
No.
You gotta go...
That is true. I'm looking at the three sponsors we have in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this hit song from Miley.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.